If you live on the peninsula and work in San Francisco, you may take BART to the last stop on the line. That's in Millbrae. If you need to go beyond that, you'd have to get on Caltrain. That'll take you to places like Palo Alto, Redwood City, and Stanford University. So let's get off at the Stanford station right now to talk about a unique body of research being conducted here, the only place in the world. When scientists started studying genomes and then sequencing them, their work was hailed as revolutionary. But they were mostly done in connection with Caucasian populations and some African and East Asian ones. One of the races no one studied was the Persian race. That is until last year. Stanford researchers received a $250,000 grant from a Persian American foundation called PARSA to study the Iranian genome. The idea is to learn more about the history and varied cultures of the Iranian people and to explore the field of personalized medicine. For example, if you were a doctor and you knew your patient was from a subset of people whose bodies don't take well to a certain drug, you could avoid prescribing it. Since the Iranian government refused to allow the study in Iran, the Stanford study examines the Iranian-American population here. Raksana Danishjou is lead researcher for the Iranian Genome Project at the Stanford School of Bioengineering, and she joined me in studio.
The ultimate goal of this project is to actually put all this data and make it publicly available for other scientists to use to conduct further studies.
Further studies in regards to what? Medicine?
Medicine, exactly. For instance, let's say that you're an Iranian with a incredibly rare inherited disease. It runs in your family. And you get yourself genome sequenced. And where you are, the medical facility where you are, they want to try to figure out what is the genetic mutation causing your condition, because then maybe they'll be able to target it with a drug. And help you. The first thing that they need to know is how prevalent are the frequencies of different variants in the Iranian genome. If they're just looking at you and they see some variant that looks rare compared to European Caucasians, they might think that that's the variant that's important. But then if they then went to the Iranian genome data, looked at that and saw, well, actually, 20% of Iranians carry that variant, then it's far less likely that that variant is responsible for your disease. And so that is able to help scientists sort of tease out in these like specific situations what mutation might be responsible for rare diseases. We're 99.9% similar genetically, and so I don't want to necessarily just highlight our differences because we are you and I are incredibly genetically similar. However, while the human population shares many of the common variation, there are rare genetic variations that can be particular to different populations.
That determine what?
That can determine disease or drug response. Let me give you an example. Asian populations have a require a 30 to 40% lower dose of a blood thinning drug called warfarin. And it wasn't well understood what the reason was until some sequencing was done in that population. And it was found that they carried a variant in the target of the drug that was a particularly high frequency in that population, which is why many of them required a lower dose. And so if you sequence that variant in that individual and you know they're of that background population, then you can know to give them a lower dose and avoid the adverse event of bleeding, which is what happens if you give someone too high of a dose of that drug. So when the physician comes to prescribe a drug, let's say the drug is warfarin, to the patient, and they click to make the prescription, there's a pop-up that says, this patient has this variant of the warfarin target. Give them, you know,
X dose
instead of what the normal dose is.
So had that not been up there, had the pop-up not been there, which is the case for most of us, right?
Right.
There's no little pop-up thing that tells the doctor any information like that for most of us. So then an overdose might occur.
Right. And that's why this drug is one of a drug that has a lot of adverse events, because dosing it is incredibly difficult. And it's currently guess and test. So that's one example. Another example would be statins. Statins are a very common drug that is used, it's very protective for heart disease. So if you have high cholesterol, they put you on statins. And there's a very bad adverse reaction, very rare, but very bad adverse reaction called rhabdomyolysis, where your muscles break down. And there's a genetic variant associated with that. And so if a physician has a pop-up that their patient has that genetic variant, they might either choose to use a different drug, or they might say, okay, I'm going to put you on the drug, but I'm going to monitor you very closely because I know that you're at much higher risk for having this adverse event.
How far do you think are we from a world like that?
I don't think we're too far from it, considering that. And the reason I feel that way is because people are beginning to figure out how to put it into practice in the clinic by connecting it to the electronic medical record. And people are trying to figure out which ones are really important. Some genetic variants, including it, might not really change outcomes, but some will change outcomes. And those are the ones that are going to get adopted into clinical practice. And that sort of brings it back to why the Iranian Genome Project is important, is for this revolution to be successful, we need to make sure that we have genetic information on all ethnic groups, not just European Caucasians, but also Asian and African groups and Middle Eastern groups, and having this information, because there are differences between the populations, and what variations are carried within those populations are important for those populations. And we want, I want a future where everyone has access to better medical care, because we have an understanding of everybody's genetics, not just one group or another,